You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 21st, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Mass incarceration legislative push ends repunishing the past. The United States faces a critical turning point in criminal justice reform. Advocacy groups released groundbreaking reports in April 2026. These documents highlight a renewed mass incarceration legislative push. The primary focus centers on stopping the harmful practice of repunishing the past. For decades, courts used very old convictions to extend current prison sentences. This legal mechanism disproportionately impacts Black men across the nation. The practice relies heavily on sentencing enhancements. These enhancements add years to a prison term based entirely on old criminal records. Sentencing enhancements are legal provisions that increase the length of a prison sentence beyond the statutory maximum for the underlying crime. Courts typically base these additions on a defendant's prior criminal record. In the context of social justice, advocates criticize these add-ons for punishing individuals again for past mistakes. Courts have already adjudicated and penalized those older mistakes. This modern legislative movement demands an immediate end to this double jeopardy. Lawmakers are finally recognizing that old convictions are terrible predictors of future public safety. The practice of extending sentences for past crimes possesses dark historical roots. Between 1900 and 1930, habitual offender laws spread rapidly across the United States. Eugenics supporters aggressively championed these early statutes. These individuals believed criminality functioned as an inherited disease. Prominent legal figures, including leaders at Yale Law School, compared criminals to smallpox carriers. They argued that society must permanently segregate these individuals to prevent them from spreading criminality to their children. During the 1920s, states like California and Vermont passed laws requiring life sentences for repeat convictions. The explicit goal of these statutes was to inhibit the reproduction of so-called criminal classes. This pseudo-scientific movement specifically targeted marginalized communities. It provided the so-called scientific justification for Jim Crow laws and racial segregation. The ideology labeled Black people as biologically prone to criminality. Between the 1920s and 1970s, authorities forcibly sterilized over 60,000 people in the United States under eugenic laws. In states like North Carolina, roughly 60% of those sterilized were Black women. The concept of inherited criminality from the eugenics era persists in modern rhetoric. It heavily influences the harsh sentencing policies seen today. Over time, a major shift in the political narrative occurred, moving society toward strict penal control. The eugenics rationale faded after the Second World War. However, the legal framework remained firmly intact. Lawmakers revitalized these structures during the late 20th century. The 1994 crime bill served as a massive catalyst for this structural change. The federal government and 13 states passed strict three-strikes laws in that single year. These laws effectively removed judicial discretion from the courtroom. Judicial discretion is the authority granted to judges to make legal decisions based on the specific facts of a case. It allows them to consider a defendant's character and any mitigating circumstances. The 1994 legislation stripped judges of this vital power. It incentivized states to adopt mandatory minimums and truth in sentencing laws. The federal government provided massive grants to states that required prisoners to serve at least 85% of their sentences. This action effectively stripped parole boards of the power to reward rehabilitation with early release. Mandatory minimums forced judges to apply uniform sentences across the board. They could no longer evaluate the age of the prior offense or current rehabilitation efforts. The loss of judicial flexibility disproportionately harmed Black men facing trial. Overpolicing directly translates into significantly higher criminal history scores for Black individuals. Law enforcement agencies frequently target low-income Black neighborhoods for minor infractions. This strategy creates a feedback loop of continuous arrests and traffic stops. Every single police interaction generates a paper trail. These interactions accumulate permanent points on a person's criminal record. The data reveals a staggering racial divide. Black individuals sentenced to 10 or more years possess criminal record scores that are 26% higher than white individuals. This numerical difference rarely reflects more severe criminal behavior. Instead, it demonstrates the harsh reality of frequent police contact. Minor offenses like loitering or marijuana possession build the foundation of an inflated score. Black people are far more likely to face arrest for marijuana possession than white people, despite similar usage rates. These points follow individuals indefinitely. They impact every future legal encounter. The criminal history score dictates the length of recommended prison stays under federal sentencing guidelines. This systemic bias provides insight into shaping political dynamics around comprehensive justice reform. Harsh enhancement laws created an unexpected demographic crisis within the penal system. The number of prison inmates aged 55 or older quadrupled between 1995 and 2010. By 2026, geriatric prisoners represent the fastest-growing segment of the incarcerated population. Many of these older individuals remain locked away for mistakes made during their youth. They frequently suffer from chronic illnesses, dementia, and limited mobility. The financial burden placed upon state budgets is immense. Incarcerating an elderly person costs 2 to 3 times more than housing a younger prisoner. Furthermore, geriatric prisoners pose virtually zero threat to public safety. Recidivism rates for individuals over age 65 are exceptionally low, hovering near 0%. Despite this reality, parole boards routinely deny compassionate release to elderly inmates. Advocates view the continued imprisonment of the elderly as a profound moral failure. They describe the situation as death by incarceration. The punishment has long outlived its original purpose of rehabilitation or societal protection. States increasingly view these old convictions as fiscal anchors that drain resources without reducing crime. Advocacy groups are actively pushing back against these deeply entrenched systems. The Sentencing Project released the pivotal Punishment Beyond Prisons 2026 report recently. This landmark document argues that past criminal records account for a massive share of current long-term prison sentences. In states like Michigan, 60% of felony convictions were eligible for enhancements. While courts applied them in only a fraction of cases, those enhancements accounted for nearly 40% of the long-term prison population. The report proposes a revolutionary concept known as the 10% rule. This guideline suggests that a prior criminal record should never increase a current sentence by more than 10%. Such a rule would permanently cap the penalty applied for past conduct. By implementing this cap, the justice system would shift its focus back to the current offense. It would directly reduce the racial disparities caused by recidivist premiums. The current mass incarceration legislative push relies heavily on this principle. Advocates maintain that old convictions provide no reliable indication of a person's current character. State legislatures are finally beginning to respond to these urgent calls for justice. California led the charge with Senate Bill 483 in recent years. This critical legislation retroactively invalidated prior conviction enhancements for specific drug offenses. California recognized that adding years for past mistakes did absolutely nothing to improve public safety. Following this lead, Illinois and Maryland passed sweeping clean slate acts between 2025 and 2026. These bipartisan laws automate the sealing of old, nonviolent criminal records. A significant difference exists between clean slate laws and traditional expungement. Expungement is a highly restrictive, petition-based process. It requires individuals to hire legal representation and navigate complex court systems. Due to these high barriers, a tiny fraction of eligible individuals ever secure expungement successfully. Clean slate laws bypass this massive barrier entirely. They use state data systems to identify eligible records and seal them automatically. This automation requires no action from the individual. It ensures equitable access to relief for marginalized communities. Both processes remain critical for removing collateral consequences that block housing and employment. Federal policymakers are also examining ways to dismantle unfair sentencing structures. The First Step Implementation Act of 2025 represents a major federal effort. This legislation aims to expand provisions originally passed during President Donald Trump's administration. A vital component of this effort is the expansion of the safety valve provision. The safety valve is a specific legal tool. It allows federal judges to sentence individuals below the mandatory minimum for certain nonviolent drug offenses. To qualify for this relief, defendants must meet strict criteria. They generally must have a limited criminal history and must avoid violence or weapon use during the offense. They must also truthfully provide all information to the government regarding the crime. The 2018 First Step Act expanded this valve to include individuals with slightly higher criminal history scores. This crucial adjustment benefited many black defendants who were previously excluded by rigid, racially biased scoring metrics. The safety valve serves as an essential tool to mitigate the harsh reality of federal laws. Passing new laws alone cannot fully address the brutal legacy of the past. The concept of retroactivity is absolutely vital for comprehensive criminal justice reform. Retroactivity applies new, lenient laws to individuals sentenced before the legislation passed. Without a retroactivity clause, a new law only benefits future defendants. Thousands of people remain locked away under outdated and extremely harsh rules if laws move forward without this provision. For example, the original Fair Sentencing Act of 2010 lacked retroactivity. As a result, thousands of black men remained imprisoned for sentences the government openly admitted were unfair. The First Step Act of 2018 later applied those changes retroactively. This action allowed over 3,000 individuals to petition for immediate sentence reductions. More than 90% of those who benefited were black individuals. Retroactivity directly addresses past systemic errors. It corrects the legacy of mass incarceration by honoring the true intent of justice reform. The introduction of Second Look Acts represents another promising legislative development. A Second Look Act allows individuals who have served significant portions of their sentences to petition for review. Usually, this occurs after 10 to 15 years of incarceration. Judges evaluate the person's rehabilitation record, disciplinary history, and educational achievements behind bars. They determine whether the individual still poses a threat to public safety. This shifts the decision away from politically appointed parole boards. Maryland paired its Clean Slate Act with a Second Look provision in recent legislation. The Juvenile Restoration Act allows individuals who committed crimes as minors to seek reconsideration after 20 years. Washington, D.C. passed a similar law that expanded eligibility to those who committed crimes before age 25. These releases show a near-zero recidivism rate. This approach aligns with criminological research proving that most people age out of crime. Acknowledging this reality is essential for systemic transformation. Many ancestors historically faced involuntary servitude under oppressive legal systems. Modern advocates recognize that lifetime incarceration functions as a direct continuation of that tragic legacy. Advocacy groups firmly argue that the current system represents a twice-failed model of justice. Initial arrests often stem from racially biased policing practices and broken window strategies. Using those same arrests decades later to double a current sentence multiplies the original bias. This practice punishes the individual repeatedly for the system's foundational flaws. Enhancing sentences based on old mistakes provides absolutely no measurable public safety benefit to communities. The renewed mass incarceration legislative push demands an immediate end to this destructive cycle. Lawmakers must implement policies that prioritize rehabilitation over endless, cruel punishment. Society must stop treating old convictions as permanent markers of irredeemable criminality. Implementing the 10% rule and expanding automatic clean slate laws provide clear paths forward. Ending the era of repunishing the past is a mandatory step toward genuine racial equality. It restores basic dignity to communities heavily impacted by decades of overcriminalization. Copyright African Elements.